receive him, and when he'd relieve him of the marriage fee, Parson Lee said, never in my life have I seen such a myth. Say, Johnny, tell me this, where did you get that girl? Oh, you lucky devil, where did you get that girl? Tell me on the level, have you ever kissed her? Or say, has she a sister? Well, then lead me, to her, Mr. G. I wish that I had a girl. I'd love her, I'd love her. Oh, goodness, how I'd love her. You'll pardon my suggestion. I'd like to ask a question. Where did you get that girl? Where did you get that girl? Oh, you lucky devil. Where did you get that girl? Tell me on the level. Have you ever kissed her? If she has a sister, lead me, lead me, lead me to her, Mr. G. I wish that I had a girl. I'd love her, I'd love her. Oh, goodness, how I'd love her. Would give me lots of pleasure to rob you of your treasure. Where did you get that girl?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people.
This is Fresh Slice.
This is BJR Hood.
Yes. It's our fun drive episode. CITR is having a fun drive right now, so we're going to be talking a lot about ways to support CITR. And we brought R Hood in because R Hood is a recent member of CITR, but really loves it. So, why do you love CITR, R Hood?
CITR is the best. It's so awesome. It's so lit.
Yes. It is lit. We're going to be talking about exactly why it's lit.
Yeah. And why you should donate.
Why you should donate. And we're going to be playing a lot of great stuff from our show today. So, I think we'll kick the show off with a song by the Courtneys just to be very much in our spirit.
This as song, per usual.
As per usual. This song is called Minnesota.
Thank you.
This is Fresh Slice. This is our Fun Drive episode.
Yeah.
So
we're very keen. Which is very exciting. You just heard the Courtneys. Very exciting. We've already got 4 donations.
Yeah.
And we just started. I'm so stoked.
So big, big thank you to Madeline for donating.
Amna, who wanted Christine to say?
Hail Satan. Eleanor W.
And Kevin P.
Thank you so much. If you are interested in donating, guess what? We have prizes for you, special show prizes on Fresh Slice.
Yes. So we made some very delicious, not gluten-free, not sugar-free.
Not vegan.
Not vegan pizza cookies that are also very cute.
They're super delish. They're fresh.
They're fresh. So anyone who calls in, donates during our show, or walks in, donates during our show, guess what you're getting? A sweet cookie.
A little cookie. They're $5. Minimum donation is $5 for that sweet cookie. And then next up, and then higher up, if you're like really rolling in the dough, $15 donation to Fresh Slice will get you a tape pack.
Yeah, so we got 3 tapes from Supermoon
and Daniel Terrence Robertson and Testopia.
Yes.
Local tapes, really cool in the spirit of local artists. And that's only $15, so that's actually a steal.
Honestly, it's a steal.
A steal. Yeah. Why, let's see. So we'll be talking a lot about why we love CITR and all that kind of stuff. But I guess a good question to start us off is just like, what is it about local and independent radio that is so special and so cool?
For me, it is an opportunity to be a part of a community in a city that often doesn't feel like there's those kind of communities that you can get yourself into. And it's a very like non-exclusive, very welcoming environment. I love CITR. And I think it's, like, a really important, like, kind of community center for a lot of people.
That is so true. Yeah. That's, like, a big part of why I love it, too, is the community. The fact that CITR is, like, one of the only platforms where people can speak directly about this community makes it really special. I'm thinking, for example, of the documentaries that were made last year in the spoken word department about, like, just topics directly relating to UBC students. Like, one of them was about, like, an engineering practice where, like, they used to do very odd things and kind of talking about this community at UBC and how it's changing. And the other one was about, like, rap in Vancouver. And it's, like, no, you can't hear those stories any other place, and they just wouldn't happen and wouldn't get told without something like CITR.
Yeah, it's this awesome, like, opportunity to hear a bunch of just, like, heterogeneous voices that just you wouldn't hear anywhere else.
Nowhere else. Yeah. So, and musically, I guess, that's really important just to have people open and talking about the scene in like the summer. I remember Hothead was printed that called out like all these like punk people that had destroyed a DIY space out of a show. And it's like without platforms like these, like you just wouldn't be able to talk about those things openly.
Yeah, no. And it's also like, I mean, you get that kind of like news side of things, but also, you know what? It's a great spot for local bands to kind of get some footing too. And, you know, open up, like, widen their, like, audience a little bit. I think, I don't know, everything about CITR is so good.
It is so good. So, okay, we'll play one of the artists that's on in our tape pack now. I think we'll play Supermoon, who are playing a fundraiser show for CITR tomorrow night at the Toast, if you're in Vancouver. We'll play the song If You Say So off of their latest Playland, which is in our tape pack.
Yes.
Get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you just heard Supermoon off of their new album, which is part of our little giveaway pack.
Thank you. We want to do a thank you to Luke Penny for donating to our show. Oh, sorry,
AKA.
Correction, Puke Lenny, or Puke.
Puke Lenny.
Puke Lenny.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So I think next up we'll play, we have come a long way on Fresh Slice. This show is kind of new. We started in August, and we've already done like a lot of different things on our show, and it's very exciting.
Yeah,
we've had people on.
We've had like interviews and live bands, and just discovered a ton of new music. I think it's really cool. Like CITR is like, if you do have a show, it was like right away that we had like, we were like meeting bands and like doing interviews and
it's such a privilege. And so one of those bands that came on our show in December was the local group Moo, and they did an awesome live in studio performance. This song I think we'll play first is just one of the reasons these live in studios are really special, and they're something that CITR just would not be able to do without help from the community and without resources. So this is the song Instinct that they performed live in studio.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Fresh Slice.
Very tall man, an educated man, had his hair grown, taking up place in the gardens. We went to find him, find a thing. He's drawing laps in the garden, has a name, has a woman's face, and he's walking. There was a no in the nightshade, a very tall man, an educated man, had his hair groomed. What was he up to? What was he up to? And it's not cool, women know, women always know what you're up to. A woman's face has a woman's face, and it's walking all the women's faces from the neighborhood.
Hello. My zip's undone, but it don't matter because you're not watching me. That last song is called Instinct. And it's about hunting down men that hunt down women.
So starting it off really heavy.
How do you like your media?
Raw.
Spicy.
Free.
I like my media sunny side up.
You're tuned in to CITR's annual Fun Drive. This year, we're inviting our community to shape your media just the way you like it by donating to CITR. CITR is a not-for-profit that provides media access and training to the Lower Mainland. Without fundraising, CITR couldn't keep the station running. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Make a pledge now or during your favorite program to receive a special show prize by calling 604-822-8648. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. And to celebrate our community's generosity, CITR is throwing a fundraiser finale at the Polish Community Center Friday, March 17th.
How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think
Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
Hey folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ+ folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
That's right, it's Fresh Slice.
We just got news of another donation by Sydney Marshall. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, so update. We have sold two of our prize packs. We only have one left. It's $15 for a Testopia tape, a Daniel Terrence Robertson tape, and a Supermoon tape. And you get a cookie.
Yeah.
So
Why would you not do that?
Why wouldn't you? You can call in to donate now at 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. And you would be supporting CITR, this amazing, independent, local radio station.
Yes.
We were just reading about all of the other great prizes that CITR is offering, which are cool.
Yeah. So if you want to donate up and above our $15 tape pack, for $30 you get a Friends of CITR card, $60 you get a limited edition Fun Drive enamel pin, $101, should I go through the whole list?
Yeah, no.
$101.90, you get a limited edition CITR spoken word cassette tape and all of the past things, $175, a tote bag and all the past things, $250, a framed Discorder cover of your choice, which are really, really cool. There's That's all really these cool. Old vintage Discorder covers that are so neat. And you get all the past things I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. $500, an on-air shout-out, 10-song playlist of your choice, and all the past things. $1,000, recognition on CITR's donor wall, in the nest, and all the past things I noticed.
Ambitious.
Or mentioned. So,
The Discorder cover is a really cool one. I think it's cool because, like, Discorder used to feature really big people. Local people. We still feature huge acts, but...
Yeah, I like flipping through some of the old Discorders that I've seen, there's like, oh, it's so cool. Like,
I know. The cringy one for me was that I didn't get my mitts on a Slater Kinney Discorder because Slater Kinney is my favorite band of all time.
Yeah.
And they were here. They were here. They talked to Nardwar and they did cool stuff. Anyways. One more tape pack. Only one left. I think we're going to play a song off of that tape pack. A Testopia song now. It's called Phone Home. Do call in. It's 604-822-8648 to support CITR.
In the past, Slater Kinney is a band from my neck of the woods in Washington State.
Thank God, finally a band that I know. Usually somebody comes by, it's something that just came out 10 minutes ago.
Right. I'm not that cool.
I saw them live not so long ago, and they were fantastic.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah.
This is Fresh Slice. That was David Remnick talking about Slater Kinney. I had to play it.
I like that clip.
So we were just imagining, as we like to do... during Fun Drive, what actually we don't, it's painful, but we like to imagine what the world would look like without CITR and Discorder.
Yeah, it just makes you feel all the more grateful that CITR is here.
My vision of a world without CITR and Discorder is just like very bland, the most bland. I'm grateful that CITR and Discorder like let me be as weird as I want to be. Without trying to tamp me down.
Totally. And be as weird as I want. Not only not tamp me down, but project onto rest of the city.
Oh, yeah. Not only.
which is great. I'm so happy that there's like this setup where we don't have to play any commercial fluff.
No. No one tells us what to play.
Yeah.
Not a soul.
Except for the Femme and Canadian.
Yeah. We do CITR. One of the cool parts about CITR is that we try to stick by a set amount of Canadian content and female content on the show. It's really easy.
It's honestly not that hard, but it is really disappointing when you do listen to other radio stations, like where I work, they're always playing the radio in the back, and you notice that like the amount of like female content is like zilch or no Canadian music. So no. I'm really, really glad that CITR exists here to kind of like boost the signals of those people.
Yeah. Representation in media, if you didn't know, very, very important, essential to me and what I care about. So maybe with that, we will play a clip of our interview that we did with representatives from Safe Amp back in October. That was really fun.
Yeah. And I think, Safe Amp is a great organization in Vancouver and a like perfect example of how CITR can work to like boost those kind of signals for like groups that are, you know, should have their voices heard.
Yeah. So this is a little clip from that interview we did with Heidi and Kat. If you are interested in donating, again, please, there's one more tape pack left in our tape pack. $5 gets you a scrumptious, as approved by our hood, cookie shaped like a pizza. So call 604-822-8648. You're listening to CITR 101.9. We are live in the studio with a few new guests.
Woo! I'm so excited to be talking to you two today.
So we invited Heidi and Kaden from Safe Amp. They're two directors on the board. Could you go ahead and just give the listeners an idea of what Safe Amp is and what you guys do?
Yeah, for sure. So Safe Amp is all about creating accessible, safe spaces for music and art in Vancouver. So we're all about creating an accessible space for like ages, so any all ages, financially accessible, and definitely trying to like help contribute to that arts community in Vancouver. And so, yeah, we've been inactive for a little while, and we just had a big event to kind of revive us back again. And so we're back in action. It's pretty fun.
That is so exciting.
Yeah. No, it's so exciting. Me and Christine both moved to Vancouver when we were still, like, I was 17 and she was 18. And we were just talking about how much we wish we knew that Safe Amp was around, because we were just so, like...
We had no idea. Yeah. I told them, like, they're the only real options for us on UBC's campus for, like, frat parties.
Yeah, there is like nothing
live music
to go to. We like there's no live music that we could see, which was always a big bummer.
Yeah, we paid. I remember we paid like $20 to see Toro y Moi.
Yeah,
but that was really expensive and not easy. It's definitely not easy to find local stuff if you're underage in the city.
Yeah.
So why is it important that we have all ages shows, in your guys' opinion?
I mean, I think that quote does a really good job of illustrating it. Like, people are interested in it. And just because, like, you know, you don't see, like, a bunch of high schoolers at, I don't know, like, certain venues that don't allow, like, kids in, doesn't mean that they wouldn't go. And I think the kind of movements that they have, like, 333, are, like, clear signs that they're interested. And it's stupid to have to, like, wiggle around laws to make it happen.
And like you were saying last time that we chatted, kind of with this whole live performance thing, it definitely inspires younger kids too. So I know when I see live performances, it really, you know, it gets me jazzed and I want to go out and, you know, help people that want to, you know, put on their own shows and stuff like that. So I think having all ages shows and being able to start that inspiration from an early age and from, like, you know, no boundaries, no barriers or anything is really, really important for up-and-coming musicians in Vancouver too.
Definitely. And also, I think music as its own platform, like, it should be accessible. Like, everyone should be invited and, you know, just in its nature. And so, yeah, I mean, I think not having all ages and restricting certain people from being able to listen to it is just not consistent.
No, yeah, it limits the freedom of expression. And the whole piece, like, writing this article has gotten me thinking a lot about how... when you give someone a platform, it allows them to perform, but many people won't create if they know they don't have a platform for their work as well. So it's this cyclical thing where it's like, mm-hmm. people need a platform in order to create. People can't create if they don't have a platform.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's like, obviously there's no high schoolers going to shows when they can't. So, like, give them a place to see music and they'll go. Because, like, teens love music.
They love it. My whole high school career, I feel like, was, like, getting through school so I could go home and listen.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Fresh Slice on CITR. It is Fun Drive time, which means if you call in to 604-822-8648, you will get a cookie if you donate $5. If you donate $15, we have one
remaining tape prize pack is three tapes. Supermoon,
Daniel Terrence Robertson, and
Testopia.
Testopia. Amazing. So call 604-822-8648 or donate online. We love all the help we can get around here making independent media happen.
Yes.
If you donate or if you're just interested, CITR is throwing a fun drive finale on the 17th that will be pretty weird and cool. It is like a lot of one-off performances by local artists like Missy D and Lady Jams, Swim Team, who we play on our show all the time, and we're going to play in a second, and Ashley Shadow, and a Bare Naked Ladies cover band.
I'm really excited about that.
I can't think of a single Bare Naked Ladies song. I'm not familiar.
You know, if I had $1 million?
No.
If I had, you know it. they're like a kind of cheesy like Canadian band that I listened to a lot growing up, but it's going to be played by members of Tim the Mute, Heart Beach, Kim Gray, and the Plodes, and I think it's going to be really good.
With that many people excited about it, it's going to happen. There's going to be something special. There's also a silent auction that night. I have spent way too much money on these silent auctions in the past because like there's just so much good stuff, and
you can't help it.
You can't. When it's like, oh, you could buy your Sled Island tickets for half price at the CITR auction.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Christine did last year.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't go.
And then I couldn't go.
So in a roundabout way, I bought them from the CITR silent auction.
Yeah.
But yeah, $10 in advance, $12 at the door on March 17th.
So come out. It'll be a great, great time. We will go ahead and play Swim Team now. They're really cool. They won't be singing this song, although I wish they were. This song is Red off of their latest Out of the Flood. Please donate 604-822-8648.
20 seconds. Okay. Okay. Here we go. The first word, courage. If I've got courage.
You're strong. No,
I'm going off to war.
Brave, brave.
Yes, ding. The next word, I'm not old. I'm
new.
Yes, yes. So brave, new.
Brave, new.
I've got zits. I've got
spots. Pimples. Dot.
Yes. And then the last one, I'm not going out to the ocean. No, next. Keep going. I'm not going to the ocean. I'm going to the.
.ca.
CA. Yes. Brave New Playwrights. It's a theater festival. Bravenew.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama Dora
and
guest
Vin
The Real World. The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show. We talk about events, actors, directors, and genres. We come up with most of the genres. And that's what makes it so jazzy. It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games. If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back. This is Fresh Slice. And yeah, sorry if you're calling in. We are going to talk about why we love CITR still.
But you can call 604-822-8648 and talk to one of the lovely people sitting by waiting to take your donation.
Mm-hmm. I see Elizabeth out there. I see, is it Jules? Maybe.
Might be. Ooh.
Sparkling volunteers waiting to talk to you, listener. Oh, what were we going to talk about?
We were going to talk about zines and how zines. So CITR has made some zines for Fun Drive this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have seen the ones last night at the...
That was their debut. That was their coming out.
Yes.
It was like 20 contributors to Discorder, and we compiled it into a tiny little cute like one-off compilation. They're numbered. There's only 101. And I think we sold like half-ish of them.
So yeah, so
they're
you
going
know.
Quick.
Ooh.
If you want to get one of those and help support CITR, you can call in during the student special hour, which is on Tuesday. Actually, it's called textbook, from 4 to 5. So I recommend
and the leftovers. The leftovers.
And the leftovers.
There should. Also be some at the finale, too.
Yeah. No, there will. Yeah.
So, yeah, those are very cool. We were talking a little bit about how CITR is great, not only because it is this, like, music and audio, like, free space, but also because of Discorder, which is mm-hmm. a really, really great publication, which, you know, publishes local artists mm-hmm. and also local writers.
Yes.
And talks about music a lot. And talks about, you know, other things going on in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's let it be known that Discorder is the longest running independent music magazine in Vancouver. Discorder can say whatever it wants to say. It's not tied down by any obligations. And that gives it a lot of freedom to just talk to the issues that it deems appropriate. And I think that's really noteworthy.
If you're still getting all of your music information from Pitchfork, quit it and pick up an issue of Discorder.
Yeah. So how else are you going to know what is happening in the community directly around you? I guess you could go, like, listen and find out, but it's consolidated and people are, you know, giving their honest opinions. So,
yeah, it's
very
great.
Cool. I think we're going to play next a song from our tape pack. This is a Daniel Terrence Robertson song. They are a great up-and-coming artist. This on their Bandcamp, guess what? There's only 2 tapes left on their Bandcamp, but we have 1 here for you now.
The last one of our tape packs. If you call in, donate $15 or more, that baby's yours. And it's one of a very limited
amount.
Limited amount.
He's a little bit calmer, so do enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Fresh Slice. We are just in awe. We were talking about and looking at the spoken word tape that you can get your paws on by donating $101 to CITR. It is a compilation of a lot of things that have aired on CITR throughout the years.
And also just like, I don't know, probably things you're very familiar with, like just these cool little like documents of like what CITR is, like the Musqueam Territory acknowledgement that we play at the beginning of our show all the time, and a bunch of just like little like, I don't know, things that are these like, I don't know, essential parts of CITR on air.
Yeah.
That you can hold in your mitt.
There's a lot of essential CITR stuff. There's like a really cool, for instance, like a promo made in the 90s by a female programmer that's like, hey, like, why am I the only lady making radio at this station? Like, women, come get your voices on the radio. I really like that one. I thought it just spoke to, again, how CITR is always like challenging itself to, I don't know, inspire people.
Yeah.
Also on it, though, is an interview that a CITR programmer did with Lou Reed.
Which is so cool.
Like, how?
Very cool. So, like, that's definitely something. If you got $101.90 to burn,
yeah,
I would burn it on this.
Burn it on this. I think it's really cool when CITR interviews big names and small names. Small names, like, gets the word out there about people that deserve recognition, but big names too, because often people are like kind of less intimidated by our independent platform. They know that we're not coming at them with any kind of aggressive angle.
And I think there is definitely a very different sort of interview style that's associated with like smaller independent radio stations and the like. And I mean, like Nardwuar.
Like Nardwuar.
That's a very different style of interview than anyone else out there.
Yeah. The Independence makes this experimental. This is a place where you can find your voice and get funky and try things out.
Yeah. So I think, we're going to play a little bit of a band, Basic Nature, which came in to played on our show a couple months ago.
Was it September? I think September.
September, yeah. And they were our first live band on the show. It was really exciting.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a song here live from Basic Nature.
Please donate 604-822-8648. Thanks.
Thank you. and make you tea. You can wonder all about this is, and you can think about magic. Or you can wonder all about what this is, and you can think about magic. You can never lose a tear in existence.
This is Fresh Slice. Thank you so much to everyone who called in and donated. It means a lot.
It means so, so much to us. And yeah. Also, you're doing a great thing.
I'm shocked.
Grateful. That was super, super exciting. Up next is Radio Zero. So stay tuned and keep on calling in.
Yeah. Yeah.
The number is 604-822-8648. I'm starting to feel kind of like a... like infomercial where they just like repeat the numbers so many times.
It's the coolest infomercial ever. Yeah. So we're gonna finish the show with Fern because we play them all the time. This song is Pebble, and Radio Zero is up next. So enjoy. Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.